We talked UFC 239 last hour. I couldn't even get through what I wanted to get to. So joining me right now to talk more about the event is somebody who covers MMA and boxing for Yahoo Sports. He is a winner of numerous Journalist of the Year awards. He is Kevin Ioli. Kevin, great to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. I loved your pictures from the lake in Wisconsin. Awesome.
My man. Thanks for saying that, Kevin. That was a lot of fun. I appreciate you saying it, too. All right, so you've covered a lot of fights for more than three decades, and probably tough to pinpoint one evening, but have you ever been a part of a night like Saturday night at UFC 239?
It was pretty remarkable, I'll say that, because of not just the amount of knockouts, but how violent those knockouts were. It started on the preliminary card when Song Yadong, a prospect the UFC is very high on, scored a knockout with one punch, and you're going, okay, this is a good way to get the preliminaries kicked off. And the main card was just incredible with three in a row. Jan Błachowicz broke Luke Rockhold's jaw with a left hook, ended that fight with one punch. Then you had the incredible knee by Jorge Masvidal setting a record, and then the head kick by Amanda Nunes. That was just an amazing, amazing event.
We're talking to Kevin Ioli. It was an amazing event, and before I get your thoughts further on the event, let me just go back to one thing. You had a really, really good tweet on Saturday night that started with, quote, "My first major fight that I covered was Larry Holmes against Ronaldo Mr. Snipes for the heavyweight title," end quote. Take me back. What do you remember about that night?
That was a night where Larry Holmes was almost beaten and almost lost the heavyweight championship. He got decked in the fight, and Snipes was just a guy, was not considered a threat to Larry Holmes. Holmes had proven at that point that he was a worthy successor to Muhammad Ali, and he got dropped in the fight and really had a rally. And it kind of was a precursor to what his career would be like. Larry had gotten dropped later by a number of fighters, Ernie Shavers notably, and some other guys. That was kind of the first one where we saw, hey, Larry's a little bit vulnerable, and he had to show his ability to box and come from behind. But it was crazy. My first major event was a world heavyweight title fight.
You know, I remember that, Kevin. I don't know why, but back in the day, I thought that the Mr. Snipes moniker was hilarious. That always struck me as really, really funny. Ronaldo Mr. Snipes. Maybe that's just me. Now, go back to before the Masvidal-Askren fight. What kind of expectations did you have for that matchup?
You know, honestly, I was 4-1 on the main card with my picks. That was the one I had wrong, and I had it so wrong because I picked Askren to win, and I actually turned to the person next to me before the fight, and I said, "You'll see Askren take him down in the first 30 seconds, and he'll be on top of him the entire fight until he beats him with ground and pound." So I completely had that one wrong. I just thought Askren, who's an Olympic wrestler, and he's kind of like Velcro. He just gets around you, and you can't get him off. I thought, boy, that's going to be the end of this very quickly. And instead, Masvidal had other plans. It was just a remarkable plan. And what I thought, Jim, was most amazing about it is that Mike Brown, Masvidal's coach, later after the fight put out video of Masvidal actually training that exact move 2 days before.
I mean, it really is amazing. He did train it, and it's one thing to train it. It's another to execute it the way he did. Have you ever seen a knockout like that before?
The only one that comes close that I can think of was about 2008. Jose Aldo hit Cub Swanson with one, and he kind of got him with both knees, really. He just leapt up into the air and clubbed him. But I thought this one, for the way, how quickly it went, that was fast, too. But the violence of this, and then the punches, you know. So Askren was out immediately from the knee, and Masvidal just came flying in, and he just did not like Askren whatsoever. And before referee Jason Herzog could get in there and protect Askren, Masvidal whacked him with two massive right hands as well. That was different than anything I'd seen before.
Kevin Ioli joining us. So, Kevin, where do you come out on that? I mean, what do you make of the situation? And in your opinion, should Masvidal have not thrown those punches?
Yeah, I think the classy move is to not throw those punches. I mean, you have the guy knocked out. This is a sport. This is not the streets. It's not a street fight. And so you knew you had him out. The fight was over. But, you know, this is the kind of guy, you know, everybody says Masvidal doesn't care. They said that before the fight. And, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, he takes everything you say seriously. And Askren talked an awful lot of smack leading up, and he paid the price for it because, you know, Masvidal wasn't going to just let him off the hook. He did exactly, you know, he was within the rules because, as he said at the post-fight press conference, my job is to keep punching until the referee pushes me off. Now, because of how quickly it happened, trap, and the referee's on the other side of the cage, and you know that's a pretty big cage, and when you have to run over and get in there that quickly, it's difficult to prevent any punches. So you know, Masvidal was within the rules. I think the sportsmanlike move would have been to not hit him and just kind of walk away and show your disdain for him. But and he might have had a 1 second faster knockout had he done that.
Kevin Ioli is joining us. You know, Kevin, when you had a great video of Masvidal leaving the cage, and he was shouting that Askren is a bum. That was the quote. What did you make of Masvidal's mood right after that fight and then his performance at the press conference?
The press conference was remarkable. I mean, I think, you know, he just never lost that animosity. I mean, you know, he was saying that if I saw him at Whole Foods, that I would go up to him and smack him. And, you know, he just was really fired up by it. The fact that, you know, he got on, for people who didn't see, you know, he got on the canvas, was beating the mat right next to Askren as Askren is out cold. I don't know exactly what reaction he thought he was going to get, but he was doing that. And I just thought that it showed the fire that he has. And he's a guy, because of that fire, you know, maybe not the physically most talented guy, but because of that fire and desire he has, and he cares so much, that he's become one of the must-watch fighters in the UFC.
You know, Kevin, it's going to be speculation, but I'm kind of curious to see where both these guys go after that. I mean, you've covered this game, you've covered combat sports long enough to know that some guys never come back after a knockout like that, either in boxing or MMA. As an example, like Jose Aldo, he hadn't lost for a decade, and then Conor beat him in 13 seconds, and now he's 3-4 in his last 7 fights.
Right.
Askren had not lost in MMA until Saturday night, so how do you think he responds to a knockout like that?
Well, you know, Askren is a former Olympian. He's a competitor. He's lost before, and he's come back. But that being said, I agree with you. I mean, I thought Saturday, to a conversation I had with Ben on Tuesday of Fight Week, and he told me he didn't come back because he had retired when he was with the ONE Fighting Championship. And he told me, he says, I didn't come back because I wanted to make money or anything else. I came back because I wanted a chance to prove I'm the best in the world. After that loss, you know, it's going to be pretty difficult for him to make the argument that he's the best in the world. He's got successful businesses. He doesn't need that. You know, maybe that says to him, you know what, it's time for me to go on, run my businesses, and move on with my life. You know, I would not be shocked if he retires, but if I had a bet, I'd say he doesn't want to go out like that, and he would come back with at least one more fight.
We are talking to Kevin Ioli. Kevin, as you point out, Masvidal said, quote, this is not a beef. I just don't like my coworker. You could say, this is not a beef. This is just some idiot I don't like. My job, thank God, and some of you guys are going to be jealous of this, is I get to punch that coworker in the face. I mean, these are the types of things that Masvidal says that are just so amazing. But let me ask you, if that's not a beef, then what is that?
That is the absolute definition of a beef. I mean, and, you know, if you watch the, all the embedded that the UFC put out and all the stuff on Fight Week, I mean, clearly they had a beef, and Masvidal was showing up everywhere. Askren was, and staring him down. And, you know, there was clearly he had these hard feelings for him. And I think, you know, he's trying to, you know, be funny, because he also said after the fight, he said, you know, I kept punching him because I thought he might get up. And I don't think anybody on God's green earth thought that Askren would move in the next 15 minutes after that. He took that knee to the face. So I think Masvidal was playing to the crowd a little bit there.
Kevin Ioli joining us. All right, now his knockout overshadowed a couple of other huge results on Saturday night. What kind of expectations did you have going into the Amanda Nunes-Holly Holm fight?
You know, I expected Amanda to win the fight, and I expected her to win it impressively. Did I expect her to head kick Holly and knock her out in the first round? No. The one thing about Holly Holm was I knew that she had a good chin. You know, she had been stopped twice in boxing, never in MMA, and she had gone, you know, the entire 5 rounds with Chris Cyborg. She had a good chin, and she knew how to box. So I thought Amanda's going to win the fight, but Holly's going to give her a little bit of difficulty. Holly's in unbelievable physical condition. She moves very well. She has great kicks. And so I thought, you know, it's going to take Amanda a while to land something, and I thought Amanda would pull away down the stretch and win a decision. I just did not see her knocking off, kicking Holly in the head like she did in doing it. But, I mean, it shows the growth of Amanda Nunes, because she watched film of Holly, she figured out a pattern there, and she picked the perfect time during the fight to throw that kick.
So, Kevin, it's amazing you and I can get this far into a conversation on a Monday after a John Jones fight, and we still haven't talked about John Jones, especially after a John Jones fight that went the distance and resulted in a split decision. So before you go, what do you make of that fight, and where is Jones as a fighter right now?
You know, I think Jones won the fight. I had it 3-2. You know, I understand people who thought Santos won, but you know, when you really watch the fight, what was he landing? He didn't land a lot of punches, and so you know, I think the expectations for Jones are so high, they're over the top because he's been so dominant. And Santos, hey, a year ago was knocked out at middleweight in the first round. So I think that is contributes a little bit because everybody's thinking Santos is going to get destroyed. And now when he's coming on and fighting a good fight and being competitive, you know, people are surprised. And so they kind of naturally go toward him. I think John is still an elite fighter. I think it's going to be interesting whether he decides to go to heavyweight. The one thing he said at the post-fight press conference, Jim, that, you know, kind of raised some eyebrows is he said, yes, I'll fight the winner of DC and Stipe. But then he said, light heavyweight is where I think I belong. The heavyweights hit way harder. And he goes, I have daughters to raise and a brain to take care of, and I'm not so sure I want to do that. And I found that amazing because you don't normally see top-level athletes express vulnerability the way he did in that quote.
No, I've never heard him say anything like that. I agree with you. Kevin Ioli covers MMA and boxing for Yahoo Sports. As I mentioned, he has won numerous Journalist of the Year awards. Kevin, great to have you back. Thanks for sharing your thoughts on that. I know we'll do it again soon.
Thanks, my man. I appreciate you.
You too, Kevin. Appreciate you very much. He's a great journalist. Kevin Ioli.